WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Yes, a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
2014 was the last time he was at a WWE show. He's been at a show at AEW since September at All Out. Guess who was backstage at Raw for a minute? He was there. He made amends with The Miz. There's a video of him and Tamina in the parking lot. He was at Raw. In Chicago. Like, what? Why? He hasn't been there in 9 years. But today? On the verge of AEW carrying its new TV show for him? He talks to Hunter? For a minute. Oh, chat. So good. CM Punk was that wrong? Oh. We're not here to talk about him. Okay, let's do the real thing.
Behold the king of kings. On your knees, dog. All hail.
And now I have the incredible privilege of ensuring that WWE is all that it can be for generations going forward. And that is why I'm out here tonight to talk about Roman Reigns, the undisputed WWE Universal Champion, who is coming up on 1,000 days as champion. As champion, it is incredible, it is unheard of. In the modern era, he has defended that championship against everybody, a who's who of superstars. And I can say that after seeing them all for 30 years, I can't name too many that would be able to hang in this ring with Roman Reigns. He is that damn good. And along the way in that 1,000 days, Roman Reigns did something very smart, something I would have done, something any intelligent superstar would have done. He negotiated himself into a position where he didn't have to defend that championship as frequently. And while that is great for Roman Reigns, it is not great for WWE. WWE deserves more. You deserve more. You need more than that. And that is why a few weeks ago when I talked about the WWE draft, I said that the draft would change WWE at its very core. Because when Roman Reigns gets drafted to whatever brand he gets drafted to, he will take the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship with him, and he will stay there. The other brand will determine a new champion. On Saturday, May 27th, at Night of Champions, we will crown a new World Heavyweight Champion. We'll be a champion you can be proud of. This will be a champion you can respect, that you can admire. This will be a champion that will defend this championship anywhere, any place, any time, all over the world. Champion will not have to demand your acknowledgement. This champion will earn your acknowledgement and will earn the title of World Heavyweight Champion.
Alright, we can officially say hello to the Raw Pressure presented as always by MPG Films, youtube.com/MPG1211. I'm the producer, so rocking just by myself. So you heard it there, the announcement that was made by one Triple H to kick, I was like halfway through, to start off us off here tonight about the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. You can see the belt on the Twitch screen at twitch.tv/WWE2Live. Which, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. We support the channel by clicking the purple rectangle below the screen. Appreciate your support. It's an ad-free viewing experience when you have Prime Gaming. So, a lot of people on the internet are upset. One, they all wanted a Raw title. They all wanted a crowning of a new champion. Then WWE does it, and they go, but I don't want that. I don't want him to be... I want the U.S. title to be more important. They should elevate the Intercontinental Championship more. They have. But you all still wanted a world champion on Monday Night Raw. Or SmackDown. They're not giving away the draft, but it's Raw, the world title's on Raw. Unless they do the unthinkable and put, you know, I don't know, Roman on Raw. Which they won't. So there's that. Two. Oh my god. It's not the Winged Eagle title. Why isn't it the Winged Eagle? But it, that... Winged Eagle, best title. Where's my belt? Why isn't the strap blue or red? Oh my god, they disgraced the big gold belt by putting the logo on it. Oh no, they put that WWE logo on a belt that looks like the big gold. Oh, the internet gonna be mad. Okay. I said we're dishing it out, we're dishing it out. Now let's be serious. Chat, little man, you mentioned something about, Cody winning the WWE Universal Championship. 100% that needs to happen. 100%. This belt should go to Seth Rollins, or Logan Paul, or Damian Priest, or Dominic Mysterio, or anyone else. Cody Rhodes should be the next Universal Champion. I have a scenario that works out for everybody, and this doesn't happen for months, but here we go. Cody falls short of winning Money in the Bank. Cody does not want an opportunity at the World Heavyweight title. He just wants the Universal title. He wants to beat Roman Reigns, but he has to get to Roman. He has to figure out ways, and every way he gets turned down, can't happen, can't fight him. Gets in his business, say at a SummerSlam, still can't get him. Season premiere of Friday Night SmackDown. He demands, or the week before, he demands a trade to Friday Night SmackDown. But why would the executives of SmackDown or USA trade Cody to Fox? Why would that happen? Well, if you promise him everyone else in the bloodline, that means the bloodline is not there on a Friday Night SmackDown season premiere. And you have Cody versus Roman season premiere of Friday Night SmackDown. Everyone's gone. He only has a Heyman. The Usos, Solo, they're barred because they don't work there anymore. Cody wins it on a SmackDown season premiere, big network event. Imagine it. That's how you do it. Not winning a Rumble, not winning on Money in Bank. Use the draft and WWE storyline logic to its fullest extent. have him be traded there to win the Universal title. They'll never do it, but think about how different that would be. He's so desperate, he wants to be traded, and he comes up with a solution. Trade me for them and see what they turn down, because USA would take the Usos, they'll take Solo, they'll give up Cody, but they'll get something in back, and load it up even more, making this huge monster trade, so Cody can finish his story. And doing it on a SmackDown? Yeah, that's pretty cool. At least to me, that's pretty cool. So yeah, that was the big announcement on Monday Night Raw. Seth Rollins would come out hyped for the title, whatever the hell he was wearing, some zebra print thing. He had a face-off with Omos as well. They're setting their big stage for Backlash. I'm thinking they could have Cody beat Solo to earn a shot, causing Roman to be in it. I mean, they could, but he's already beat Solo, so there's no real, like, incentive to once again beat Solo. He's been there. He did that right before Mania. So that's rerunning the story. I like that, but that could work too. But yeah, so Rollins made his claim for it, for the belt. Austin Theory wants the world title. Finn Balor looked at the title. There's many, many possibilities. Theory wants the title, but he has a match for the U.S. title to defend in a Backlash. Lashley wants the U.S. title. He brawled with Theory. Bronson Reed showed up. He stood tall. He held the U.S. title. Put the U.S. title on Bronson Reed going forward. That'd be cool. You want to move Austin Theory up to the world title? That's fine too. That's what, he's always the most loyal, LeMans. He is. That's why you gotta get him, you gotta trade him away. Powers above Roman have to get rid of Solo to make it happen. Speaking of the bloodline, we had an Uso little drama. Sammy put some down in Jay's head about what's happening with Roman because they said they're dedicating their match on Friday to him. Jimmy then was like, let me talk to Sammy. And Sammy, he says, well, Kevin's gonna turn on you. Kevin then had to deal with Riddle all night. He was wired. Riddle calmed Sammy down by saying, hey, Randy never turned on me, even though everyone said he would. Continuing the stories. I like it. I like it a lot. Because you gotta make sure everything's consistent. Because guess what? There's a big title match this Friday on SmackDown. The main event of WrestleMania Night 1 returns this Friday. Usos, KO, Sammy. To me, people would be mad if KO and Sammy lose. But I can see them losing. I don't know why I can see them losing, but I can see them losing. And I wouldn't be upset with it either. But because they have the six-man tag coming up, it's one of those, I don't know. You can end the match on a DQ and it sets up continues the six-man build. It wouldn't make sense from the storyline, but it could make sense in terms of, you just mentioned Solo. Solo helps them get the belts back. It's putting Solo as the one who got the job done rather than Jimmy and Jay. If they're really heavy on building Solo into that guy. Because if you notice backstage, he stepped in the middle of the Jimmy and Jay stuff. He was like, calm it down. I think Solo plays a big factor in what happens on Friday. Couple things that happened on this show, because we'll quickly go through them. Speaking of the Usos, they teamed up with Solo to defeat the LWO. You had brand new music for the LWO. I know internet's mad, oh my god, LWO keeps losing. They're baby faces, they'll get their heat, they'll get their win at some point, but right now, the Judgment Day and the Bloodline need to look strong. We went back to square one and all that build for Sami and KO gets thrown out. It does get thrown out a little bit. It does. I'm just like, I don't want it to happen, but it wouldn't surprise me if it does. Yeah, but Riddle's been Solo's been kicking Riddle's ass too. We could see. I expect them to retain, but I wouldn't be surprised with an Uso win. And I wouldn't be upset about it either. In a quick match, Profits beat Cedric and Shelton. Mustafa Ali beat Chad Gable. Everyone before was worrying about the draft and where they're going, and Chad thinks Otis is going with him, and Maxine's going with Otis, and we'll see what happens on that end. We had Bianca, Liv, and Raquel defeat the Damage Control, because Io and Bianca are having a match coming up at Backlash for the title. Bayley stepped in and did most of the promo work backstage. Io's face and like, what is she doing? I'm happy. Her reactions to everything, especially after the loss, when Bayley at the pin, was good stuff. We're seeing dissension there, and that's good. And then there's Cody, who wants Brock to put another battle scar on his chest. He showed off the one from what happened with his torn pec, which is interesting. Finn is like, hey buddy, want some help? Cody's like, no, I don't want help. I mean, no one Judgment Day. Then Finn's like gonna knock the bleach out of Cody's hair. Cody would beat Finn in a really good match on Monday Night Raw. And then. There's Bad Bunny arriving late to Monday Night Raw. There's Damian Ray in the main event. Bad Bunny showed up with his big stick after Ray got hit in the face with a chair. And then Damian Priest got his ass whooped with a kendo stick. And the guy who just performed at Coachella, who knew that was two weekends, by the way, I thought it was just one. It was two. And then challenges him to a street fight at the Backlash. That should be good. Bad Bunny, Damian Priest, street fight in Puerto Rico. I'm all for it. 100% all here for it. 110%. I thought they were going to do a six-man. I also heard a tag match. The fact that Bad Bunny, they trust him enough to go and watch it and have it go one-on-one. It's a Saturday, but it's a Saturday. We'll be watching it on a Sunday, but it's on a Saturday. Saturday night. It's May 6th. Saturday. Oh, you're out of town. Gotcha. That makes sense. Anyway, Bad Bunny, Damian Priest, one-on-one. That should be a hell of a fight. It was a good show tonight. Helps with a big sold-out crowd. They were loud, too. Loud for Cody. Loud for Bad Bunny. When Finn brought up Dominic, they booed the hell out of it. You could just see the smirks on their faces when you mentioned Dominic now. It's great. There was also a Trish segment who wants everyone to continue to tell everyone, thank you, Trish. She mentioned something, how Becky confided in her and how, you know, it's tough being the man. And, well, Trish is all for being it. So thank her. # thank you, Trish. This was a good show tonight. Really good role. Even with Vince McMahon sticking his nose into the script. Not sure what he changed. Like, he made major... They say made major changes. But I saw the lineup before they said he made major changes. And the lineup stayed the same. So this was not as in the weeds as he was before. Where he cut two matches. Nothing was cut from the show. Even though... No, like, I saw the order like a two. The order was the same, it seemed like. Unless he changed very early. Which he could have. But I remember I saw the order and I was like, okay. Everything seemed to be in the same place. Maybe he changed some verbiage. I don't know. Overall, he didn't see... The show was fine. The show was really good. He didn't... I was worried, too. I didn't want to come on the air if it was really bad. That's why we announced it late. That we were like at 8, we were doing the show. Like, it started off good, and then it was like, oh, I know, I hear an announcement. We're going to do a show, so we're going to talk about it. So that's what we did. It was a show. It was a good show. Good noteworthy show. That's the best way to put it. A good... noteworthy show. By the way, the world title, the new world title, it's fine. The belt, people will be fine. But the next argument is, but when I'm out the tag titles, and when I'm out, give them a minute. They can only get, just let them get through SmackDown in the draft. My God, we're gonna have new champions. Each brand is gonna have their champions back. Don't worry. Don't you worry. But for me, doing this solo, we're done. So that's it. That's the show. I don't think we're live again until Saturday. Unless we decide to play Fortnite on Thursday. And stream it. And maybe Lindsay will play with us. Or she might be back on Genshin. I don't know. But for sure, The Rock returns May 4th. Saturday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. It's Fortnite with Friends for sure. Followed by CB Radio, CBRadioLive.com, GrandTheGreatDebate.com. A preview, Backlash, Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern on WTR Sunday Night. We will be officially back for the Raw Post Show, as it's in the normal situation, next Monday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Hey, chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it here to your account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocketsock on the Fortnite item shop. # epic partner. You can search for Wild Talk Radio on all podcasts and platforms. Just subscribe, ring the bells and all the things. Do all the things. Follow Lindsay on Twitch, twitch.tv/word. She'll be back streaming maybe this weekend? Coming? I don't know. She'll be back soon to do streams. But yeah. We'll see you whenever we're live again. Maybe Thursday, but most likely Saturday. Right back here next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. 11 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves. The Wild Talk Radio Network. They hear me roar, and now I see that I'm way better than before. I never needed you at all. Think I fall down, I'ma watch you fall down. I'm living large now, I never needed.